to do.
Chucky? Did we go swimming?
No, Tommy. But, I think I forgot it to go potty at the potty. Sorry.
That's okay, Chucky. But, I thought you was potty trained.
I thought so, too.
Sorry about the wet sheets, Dee Dee.
Don't give it a second thought, Charles.
Trust me, Chaz. Sheets are the least of our laundry problems. I'm gonna go change again.
I'm worried about Chucky's little regression. It could be a deep-rooted manifestation of his subconscious resentment for something I did or said.
Or it could mean that Chucky just made a pee-pee, Charles. Accidents happen. He just had a little backward slide.
Well, if Chucky's going backwards, I'm gonna face it head on.
Dee Dee, I think I made a slight laundry mistake. All our clothes are pink.
I'll be right there, Stu.
Did you hear that, guys? My daddy says I'm going backwards.
Chucky, if you was going backwards, you would have taken your glasses off instead of putting them on. And went up the stairs instead of down them.
Yes, it means you're turning backwards into a baby.
But he went potty in the bed. That must have been what he meant.
Wow, that means soon you'll be just like...
Checking him, you check him.
You Philip!
Ah, Lillian! No! It's no use! I can't sleep! Okay, let's go play!
There you are, Chucky. Come with me, little guy. Daddy has a surprise for you.
Surprise is in your shorts?
It's my new big boy training pants. Want to see?
What do they do, Chucky?
Well, they're for just in case I forget to go potty. But my daddy said they're definitely different from diapers.
Diapies? If Chucky says they're not diapies, then they're not. Even if they sound like them and feel like them.
I guess they're kind of like diapers.
Don't you remember how great diapies is, Chucky? You can keep stuff in them.
And the best part is, wherever you're playing, you can stay and go at the same time.
What's the matter, Chucky?
Well, it's just that... I like to be in potty train, except for the potty training part. But I like to tell my daddy and everybody said how proud they were of me. And how grown up it made me feel. Now I guess it's true. I am going backwards.
Chucky really likes his new big boy pads, Dee Dee. That's a cute name for them, don't you think?
Well, actually,
so much better than corrective underwear. Now, I think it's important for Chucky's self-esteem that we experience some father-son bonding moments. Well, I'm going to check the paper for some fun stuff to do. Nice talking with you, Dee Dee.
Here's the dill boy, all clean and pink.
Want to play Jungle Splur like yesterday, Chucky?
Yeah! We can splurge for more jungle animals, like hippopotamuses.
And chickens!
Well, that was kind of fun. Especially the part when I called the lion Stinky Breath, and I pushed him out of my way.
Chucky, you didn't do that.
Did too. I was flying in the sky, and then I met Stinky Breath, and then got it into a canoe, and the water started getting real loud. And then I saw the great big giant water faucet, and then I waked up. Wow, I guess I was dreaming.
Gee, yesterday we played jungle explorers and airplanes and canoe drivers, right? Maybe that's why you dreamed about them.
Yeah, sure was exciting. Till I waked up and found out I forgot to go potty.
Hey, Chucky, maybe you was just having such an exciting dream, that's why you forgot to go potty.
Oh, you mean every time we play something fun, I'm gonna pee in the bed? Oh, brother.
Guess what, Chucky? I'm going to take you to some of the most exciting places on Earth. Chucky and I really bonded, Dee Dee. Especially the rocket simulator where we both threw up at the same time. Gee, I hope he's not overstimulated.
I saw spacemans and giant monkeys and riding on a train.
Thanks for suggesting he spend the night with his little pals for support. That ought to make him feel nice and secure.
He's probably so tired he can't wait to go to sleep.
Dreams about all the exciting stuff he did, and he might forget to go potty again, so we got to keep him up.
And the bear was on the rolly toaster.
Uh-oh. Phil!
And it was raining.
Oh, no! Quick, guys!
Hey!
I know. Let's tell him a scary story.
There was this monster.
Ghost Philip.
Monster Lillian. Yes.
Chucky, once upon a time, a big germ takes your glasses. We got to keep him up, guys.
Who's gonna keep us up? Oh.
Keep your diapers on, Dilly. Daddy's coming. How's that, kiddo? Rock-a-bye, Dilly. Daddy is here. Maybe I'll get some sleep by next year. The Sandman is sprinkling dust.
Difference. Well, at least you don't have to worry about the Finsters contributing to your laundry, Stu.
Thanks for helping me, guys.
But we didn't, Chucky.
And keeping you up didn't work because we fell asleep.
You did it all by yourself, Chucky.
I must have got it up and gone into potty.
Yay, Chucky!
I wonder if it was just after the moon man showed me his giraffe.
Chunky, snazzy uniform, huh, Pop?
Mmm. Forgot just how good-looking they were.
I was never very good with tents. But I could track animals, remember?
Yep. If it weren't for you, we'd have never found that dang raccoon.
Right.
You always had the good sense to use smoke signals. Every goddamn time you got lost.
My favorite part. I could roast a mean marshmallow, huh, Pop? Guess I wasn't the greatest scout in the world. But the troop always stood by me.
Well, of course they did. You know what they say. Through thick and thin,
scouts stick together.
Boy, being a scout sure seems like fun, huh, guys?
Yeah, scouts do all kinds of neat stuff together.
I like their socks.
You know, we like to stick together and do fun stuff. Why don't we be scouts?
Just wear the socks.
You too, Dilly. Now all we need are unicorns. Scouts got to wear unicorns. We look like scouts now.
Now what do we do, Tommy?
I think we're supposed to do scout stuff, like, let's see, putting up a tent.
That looks like a tent.
You're right, Lil. All we got to do is make it bigger.
Still wants to help, too.
Maybe Dil can help us not moving.
Every scout needs to help, Lil.
But it's all done, Tommy.
Let's go inside our pretty little tent.
No, Dil!
Thanks a lot, Dil.
Dil's not a very good scout, Tommy. Oh, he's just learning, you guys. He'll get better. Scout, look! An aminal! We can follow his footprints. Dil, you got to be quiet when we're following an aminal.
Now look what Dil did.
Oh, he's just tired, you guys. I'm sure he'll be a better scout after a nappy.
Dil's
hogging all the Frankies. I say we kick him out.
Me too.
But you guys, we're scouts, and scouts always stick together, remember? Now, let's try and get some sleep, okay? Be a good scout and sleep tight, okay, Dilly? Dil? Where's Dil?
Maybe he's under the blankets.
Not here.
Rat. How many times did we tell Dil? Scouts are supposed to stick together.
Maybe he decided he didn't want to be a scout no more.
Yeah, probably. Nighty-night. You guys, we're scouts. That means we got to find someone when they get lost in.
We forgot.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tommy. Okay, scouts, does everybody remember what they're supposed to do?
Lil and me are gonna look for Dil in the sandbox.
What are the cookies for?
To eat.
Ow! What that means
is, we're gonna
throw the cookies on the ground so we don't get lost.
Good morning.
Great. What about you, Chucky?
I'm supposed to look by the tree, and if I find Dale, then I gotta share my juice with him because he might be thirsty.
And I'll check Spike's doghouse. Remember, whoever finds Dill gots to blow lots of bubbles so we all know he's safe. Good luck, Scouts.
Hey, somebody eat it on trail.
Must have been Chucky.
Now how are we gonna get back?
Somebody find a deal. My bubbles are bigger, Lily.
Uh-uh, mine are bigger, Philip.
You guys found Dill.
Yeah?
Oops, sorry, Tommy.
Somebody eated our trail, so we blow bubbles for help.
Oh, that means Dill's still out there by himself.
What are we gonna do, Tommy?
Well, if Scouts can follow Amino tracks, then we can follow baby tracks, too. Follow the trail, Scouts!
Yummy! A bug!
Hey, I shot it first!
Oh, I know Dill's not the best scout in the world, you guys. I just wish he was here.
Oh, me too, Tommy.
He looked so cute in his little scout unicorn.
Hey, look, a bubble. And everyone got mad.
Explain later, fella.
I think Dale learned how to be a good scout after all.
We're not taking any chances, huh, guys?
Nope. So Flick and Finn, scouts, stick together. Right, Zoe?